Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is a Friday. It is the last hour of Dana and Parks for a Friday. And Sam, there's a spider crawling up the wall.
So you have a grievance. Festivus Friday, by the way, brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding. There's a spider crawling up the wall, and I'm more than a little freaked out right now. No, I'm not going to kill it.
Okay.
Because
its family will come after me. I mean, I know this because bugs hate me. So,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, Sam, as you mentioned, it is time for Festivus Friday, and I believe you get the first grievance of the day, sir.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say we have a couple of lines open. Fill them up right now, 913-586-7798. And I'd like to issue, before my grievance, a gratitude. John Grayson, thank you so much for pinch hitting the last 2 days. You've been incredible.
Man.
We've loved having you. Thank you so much. I really didn't have any other option, but you're awesome, man. Thank you.
Well, it has been absolutely my pleasure. I've had a blast doing this, and it's great being back on the air in Kansas City.
And now my grievance is yet another episode of Sam Becomes a Dr. Rick commercial. Had a wonderful day at work today, had a yoga thing at work. We've been doing that once a month, and I'm all zenned out. I'm all relaxed, and I come upstairs, and I've got 9 missed phone calls, 13 text messages, a picture. My girlfriend is freaking out because there is water falling from our kitchen in the house that she just bought a couple of months ago.
Oh.
I obviously haven't been home to look at it. I know that it's not a water pipe. I'm on the phone with her like, is it a leak? Like, is there a river running across the basement? I need some details here. Turns out she found a chopstick in the drain of the dishwasher.
Oh.
So I'm thinking okay. The chopstick popped the hose off the bottom of the dishwasher, but my grievance is chopsticks.
Oh. No. All right. Dan Weinbaum, have you a grievance for us today, sir?
No, not today.
he's feeling too good about everything. Well, yeah, and we want to hear yours. As Sam said, 913-586-7798 is the number to call to get in here for this Festivus Friday, and allow me to be the first to wish you, on behalf of Scott Parks and Dana Wright, a happy Festivus Friday. It is that time, and if you want in, 913-586-7798 is how you get here to have your grievances aired, and I know some of the rules on this because I've heard the odd Festivus Friday. This is my first time hosting on a Festivus Friday.
Well,
so
welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And so I know I am not allowed to I can challenge your grievance, but I can't argue with it. But with your permission, I probably wouldn't do that anyway. So whatever it is that's just been sticking in your craw, whatever's been giving you just the fits lately, tell us what it is and get it off your chest. It always feels so much better when you do. And with your permission, Sam, I would like to add one in.
Yeah, go for
if
it.
That's all right. Because I have been for the last, since we've been here, which is, I got here, here being my sister's house, by the way, I'm in her basement, which is why there's a spider crawling up the wall. But when I first got here, we sold all of our cars. We sold all of our stuff, getting ready for the big move. So we've all been sharing her car. Now, it's a fine car. It's an almost new Subaru Outback. And it's kind of fun to drive around. This being the frozen north where it snows like crazy, it's good to have a four-wheel drive. But, you know, in the summertime, the one thing that gets to me about this car is can we please cease with the warnings for every little thing. This car nags me more than any vehicle I've ever driven in my life. It has the little thing in the center console that looks at your face while you're driving. And if it thinks that you're looking away from the road, it will beep at you and put a little message up on the screen that says, keep your eyes on the road. If you divert even a little bit from your lane, beep, 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 lane departure. Oh, it starts going nuts. And what's the other one? If you're at a light, this one does come in handy, but it's one more thing the car nags you about. If you're stopped at a light and you're like three or four cars back, and you're, I don't know what, changing the radio station or trying to find the song you want or whatever it is, and the guy in front of you goes and you didn't see that the light has turned green, it'll beep at you and go, hey, the guy in front of you is already going. Get going. Enough. I don't need this many warnings in my life. And I know what you're probably thinking right now is, well, you wouldn't know about all those warnings if you didn't need them in your life, which may be true, but still, it's annoying. Just can we go back to cars being dumb and not going after us for every little thing we do wrong? Thank you for indulging me. Now it's your turn. 913-586-7798, and we'll kick off with Stephen in Olathe. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, how are you? Long-time listener, and it's my first time doing the grievance thing. It's so good to hear your voice, John. It really
very good.
Is.
Thank you, Stephen. You're kind to
my
say
grievance,
so.
I have a question. Did you ever sell your vintage car, the one with the wire fire?
I did, yes. In fact, it was already well on its way to being sold. I was in negotiations with a guy to buy it when the car caught on fire. So I had to call him and tell him, hey, look, here's the thing that happened. Everything's okay. I've got it fixed. So, and thankfully, he didn't pull out. But he did end up coming and buying the car.
Okay. I was a guy with a SoCal connection, and he buys vintage cars, and he has this unlimited checkbook. So I thought if you still had it, he's interested. Okay.
Very good.
So here's my grievance. My grievance is with my 35-year marriage bride with my wife. The other morning, woke up very early. We both work at hospitals, woke up early. My knees are sounding like Rice Krispies. My back, I'm doing the old guy groan, the whole nine yards. And I look over at my medical professional wife for sympathy. And instead, she's rummaging through the side drawer. And I, what are you doing? And she turned and looked at me deadpan and just said, I'm looking for your warranty. I think it's expired. I didn't get any sympathy. That's exactly what she said. That's grievance.
That is harsh. All right, Stephen, thank you so much, and thank you for your participation in Festivus Friday. Yikes. I wonder if she knows my wife, because no, I shouldn't say that. Jen is very sympathetic to me, even when I don't deserve it. We'll go from there to Sherilyn in Blue Springs. Sherilyn, welcome in, and what is your grievance?
I don't have a grievance. I have a gratitude. It's so nice that you came back to talk on the radio for a while, because I just miss you.
Oh, thanks. I miss you too.
And I try to get you to Facebook friend me so I can see how you moved to Europe and all that stuff, but you never accepted me.
I'll tell you what, I will go through. I've been remiss. I have been lax in responding to friend requests on Facebook. So that's on me, but I'll go back and look for you and make sure I add you.
It's about a year. So.
Okay. Sorry about that. Sherilyn, thank you very much for the call.
We're actually thinking about moving to Europe. We haven't decided where yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But we're going on a cruise, and I don't know. There's several places we'd like to maybe move, but we haven't totally decided yet.
Gotcha. Well, good luck. It is a process, and it's well worth it. So I hope you enjoy your time. Thanks very much
for getting in. I'm glad to talk to you, and hopefully you'll add me.
I will. I promise. Sherilyn, thanks so much. There's... I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want to spend time on you. But there are so many groups out there. And Facebook, since she mentioned it, is one of the places that we've had the most luck finding people who have trod this path before us. And it's funny to hear her say, you know, she's thinking about it as well, because we found out that a kid who is, he's not a kid anymore, but he was best friends with my son when they were in high school. is thinking about moving to the same city where we're going. And so it's going to be nice to have some, you know, like old home week going on. We'll go from there to, it looks like, who is up next? Michael is up next out of Belton. Hi, Michael.
No way. I cannot believe I got in this early. John, it's great to hear from you.
Thank you.
I've tried to get a hold of you several times. It is awesome to hear from you. So first off, and I got a double dip message here. I have my grandfather's 1935 National Treolian lap steel.
Ooh,
still
okay.
In its original case with the picks, with the patent pending slides. I would love to hear you play it.
Yeah, I've honestly, in all the time that I've been around them, I've only played a lap steel a couple of times, and they're so much fun. They sound beautiful. I would love to do it. Yes. Do you have the original amplifier with it as well?
No, no.
Lost to the sands of time. Yeah,
no amplifier. It's just all, it's self resonating. Yep. I've had it to a couple of different appraisers, and they've said it's original case, original picks, original finger. What do you call those? The finger picks?
The finger picks,
and
yeah.
The original slides. So my grandfather used to ride this bus from downtown Independence to the Jenkins Music Building, downtown Kansas City, to take lessons at 13 years old.
That's great. All right. Well, and did you have a grievance as well?
And yes, I have a grievance. People, dude, put your thumbs away when you're in the car with your phone. You just need to figure out a way to, I don't know if we need to put Chinese handcuffs on their thumbs or what, but they've got to stop driving with their thumbs on their phone, man.
Yep. I couldn't agree with you more. And I'll tell you every time. Yep, you got it. Thank you so much, Michael. Take care. Yeah, every time I see somebody in front of me doing something dumb in traffic or almost hitting somebody, I drive around them, and sure enough, they're looking down at their phone every single time.
With Michael dropping off, we've got one line open for you, 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
Thank you so much, Sam, and we'll take a brief time out on that. It looks like Matthew and KC is going to be up next with us. Matthew, we'll get to you right after this. Plenty more on the way as Festivus Friday continues. John Grayson in for Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
John Grayson in for Dana and Park. Sam Stevie standing by. It is a Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. And we have, Sam tells me, one line available for you. So if you want to get in, if you've always wanted to get in on a Festivus Friday and haven't been able to, 913-586-7798. Have your grievances aired here. And with that, as promised, we'll go back to it and bring in Matthew in Kansas City. Hey, Matthew.
Good day, mate. How you going?
Couldn't be better. What's on your mind?
Two grievances. One is drivers on these roads that just don't know how to drive, don't know how to leave two car lanes open, and they think because there's two car lanes open, they can jump in front of you and cut you off and be at your front bumper instead of in the back bumper of the car in front of you.
Absolutely.
And my second was you left. When you left, I actually stopped listening because you brought something to the show every single day that I enjoyed, and you are missed.
Thank you. Thanks very much for that, Matthew, and I appreciate the call. It's so appreciated, and I don't really know what else to say about it, so we'll just go back to the phones.
You
and bring
speechless?
In,
what?
I know, right? Where was all of this love before? No, I'm just kidding. No, that really is nice to hear, and I don't. Let me respond to that this way. I did this regularly, like as a daily going concern, for 35 years, and I can't say that there was ever a show that I regretted. You know what I mean? There was never, like, everybody has bad days at work, but there was never a day that I left after doing a show and thought I shouldn't do this anymore. And then after all of that time, I don't know, to hear that there was something that I brought to this that was new and different, or something that you really, really liked, that lands with me, because I never really thought about doing the show. I mean, yeah, I do it for the people who are listening to it, obviously, but really I do it for me. And so I just talk about stuff I like. And to hear that that resonates with somebody else, that's really special. So thank you for that. With that, we'll go back, and it looks like Angela in Kansas City is up next. Hi, Angela.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Filling in. Longtime listener. Love the show.
Thanks.
Couple grievances. I work at a school, and I am sick and tired of parents who want to call and cuss people out. I don't know if it's just our clientele, but, and I'm not going to say what school, but, it's really frustrating. And I'll be honest with you, I just don't get paid enough to listen to that.
I agree with you there too. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, then I just, you know, end the call, disconnect the call. And I'm not going to listen to that. And then, you know, I heard later, well, she hung up on me. Well, you're not going to cuss me out. So, sorry, but not sorry. And then the second thing is our parents who, for example, call and make an appointment. They're angry with the teacher, blah, blah, blah. They call and make the appointment, and then they don't show up. Why are you wasting everyone's time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, the one thing that we had a teacher in the family, and she said that the one that she hated was getting a phone call from a parent who said, "Why did you fail my child?"
Yeah, your child failed themselves.
Yes, yes. And let me go back, because I want to add on to your first grievance about, you know, people that cuss you out. First of all, that's unacceptable behavior for anybody. And second of all, I can't tell you how often that we get stories that cross the desk into things that we're going to make into topics and things like that. We read everything all the time. And just this week, I've seen probably a dozen stories of somebody going into someone else's place of work and screaming at them. And I mean, bad enough that it made the news, you know, I don't know what's behind this. It needs to stop.
Yeah, it's grown-ups behaving badly.
Exactly. Angela, thank you so much, and I hope it gets better for you. I really do.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You got it. We'll take our time out for the bottom of the hour. Again, some lines available for you now if you want to get your grievances aired. 913-586-7798 is how you get here. 913-586-7798. Plenty more Festivus Friday on the way. Be a part of it on KMBZ. It is a little past the bottom of the hour. John Grayson here with you, headed into the final half hour of the show and of Festivus Friday for this Friday. You, of course, a big part of it. And if you want to line in, we've got a little bit of space available for you. 913-586-7798. We'll go right back to it and head to Raymore, where Danielle eagerly awaits. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, how's it going?
Going well, going well. Tell us about your grievance today.
Well, my grievance has to do with gnats, those little bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we, our office, we just got some plants, and apparently they had gnats in them, and, like, you only find one that comes and bugs you, and then when you try to kill it or shoo it away, it tries to go up your nose. It drives you crazy.
Yeah, I hate those things. I tell you what, I may be able to help you with that, though, because my sister was telling us just a little while ago, she's got a bunch of plants outside that at this time of year need to come in because they can't take the freezing. And every year when she does that, in order to stop the gnats from coming into the house, she has this formula that she makes, and it doesn't kill them, and it's not chemical. You know, it's not something that's going to be nasty for you, but it kind of puts the gnats, the larvae, into a food coma. And so the entire winter, they just kind of go dormant, and they never, they never start flying around the house. So if you drop me an email, and I'll put you on hold and I'll have Sam give you my email address. Drop me an email and I will get that formula from her and I'll send it to you. You just pour it into the dirt under the plants and it doesn't hurt the plants either. So we may be able to get this taken care of.
That's wonderful. Yeah, because I am so tired of gnats trying to go up my nose and it's so irritating.
It is indeed. All right, Danielle, hang on. And Sam, if you want to give her my personal email address, that would be great. We'll see if we can do that. And maybe that's something I can also put up on Facebook, because I know there's probably other people dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
We had, when we first moved into our house in Shawnee, a month after we moved in, they started showing up. And I mean, it got bad. We had citronella candles going all over the house and all of this stuff. And they just would not stop. I couldn't figure out where they were coming from, why this was happening. And then somebody called into the show because I mentioned it on the air. And somebody called in and said, okay, first of all, those aren't gnats. They're actually fruit flies. And he was right. And he said, they are attracted to rot. He said, so somewhere in your house, there is something rotting. And I thought, okay, we just moved all of our stuff in. I don't know what could be rotting. What ended up happening is we moved a garbage can that was full because we only moved about a mile away from where we were renting. So we were just moving stuff into the house, you know, just moving it ourselves and kind of getting everything in. And I brought this garbage can, didn't even think about it, and just put it down in the basement. And yeah, there was something in that garbage that was just rotting away. And it didn't smell, not that we could smell, but the bugs could. So yeah, as soon as we got rid of the garbage can, all of a sudden, magically, the fruit flies disappeared.
Huh. Crazy how that works.
It is. If you want to get in, 913-586-7798, and we'll go from there to Big Al, who's calling in from Blue Springs. Hello, Big Al.
Big Al dropped off. We're actually going to go to Mint in Olathe.
Let's do that then. Hi, Mint.
Hi.
Welcome in.
Hi. I have a gratitude and a grievance. But
very good.
My grievance is, I'm a theater kid. I paint a lot. And for the show we're doing, there's so many bricks that we're painting. So many of them.
You're going to start to have nightmares about them.
And people aren't very good at painting them. So I have to do a whole lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. When's the show?
The show's actually in November.
Okay, so yeah, you've got some time between now and then, but sounds time consuming. All right, what's your gratitude?
My gratitude is everyone's favorite Sam Stevie, his little bye at the end, the bye. It makes me so happy. My mom loves it too, and my little sisters love it. Every time we tune in, we're always like, bye with them, and it makes me so happy.
Well, that is copyright, so you owe Sam a lot of money now. No, I'm just kidding. I will tell you this, Mint, when Sam came in today was yoga day, apparently, at the radio station, and he came in wearing a muscle shirt. You should see, dude rocks a muscle shirt.
All right, okay. Mint, thank you for the kind words.
Thanks very much for the call. Mint opens up a line for you at 913-586-7798, where Debbie is waiting next in North Kansas City. Hi, Debbie.
Well, hey, how are you doing?
Couldn't be better. What's your grievance for this Friday?
Okay, I'm going to tail off of the grievance of the screaming parents. And not only do those teachers have to put up with that and the administration, but they have to put up with the kids because the kids are watching. Their parents do it. and you can't even substitute teach anymore without being told to off from from a second grader. It's nothing. And it's like they don't understand, but yet these parents are taking the kids down to something in the city tonight, which is even nastier. So, yeah, we want to, my grievances is to watch what you put in your kids' mind.
Without doubt. And can I ask you something? Have you noticed that it's a direct through line that, how often is it that the rotten kids do indeed have rotten parents? I know that's the cliche, but does it work out?
I don't know. That's a hard question because you don't know if they pay any attention to the kids, first of all, and the kids
right.
might not even notice them.
Very true.
Not even. So, it's hard to say.
Okay. Well, Debbie, thank you very much for the phone call. Your grievance is noted. And, it's just, we have to do better in so many ways. We just have to do better. Let's go to, before we do, again, 913-586-7798. If you want to get your grievance aired, we'll go to Jason in North Kansas City to do just that. Hey, Jason.
What's your problem?
Jason?
I don't know what Jason was yelling about, but on the off chance that he was about to say a bad word, I went ahead and let Jason go. Jason, if you want to call back and pay a little more attention to your phone, we'll be happy to have you.
Yeah. Sam, how often have you hit the old eject button while we've been doing this today?
I have not had to hit the dump button yet today, although it does happen way more often than it should. But good news, Big Al is back.
Oh, great. Okay, well, let's go right to him. We don't want to miss out on Big Al. Big Al, welcome to the program. What is your grievance, sir?
Hey, John. I am so glad to hear you back, and thank you for allowing me onto your show today.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Tell us about it.
I love your stories, man. But my grievance is on driving these idiots around town. I will not cuss here. I was going in between Kansas on 35, where you're going right as you get that corner and you go downtown. It was busy, and this fool in front of me. There's not a car length in front of me, but he pushed himself in. I mean, I literally had to slam on the brakes to prevent a 5-car accident.
Yeah.
And then he did it again when he got trapped in the slow lane. And I just wanted to just catch this guy and wring his neck, but,
yeah,
I hope he got where he was going safe, because, man, it must have been important.
What just kills me about it is when you see something you've never seen before, and it's happening more and more often that I'll see somebody do something in traffic and I'll go, okay, I've never seen anybody pull that stunt and I hope never to see it again. You know how when you come up to a red light, if the cars on the other side of the red light are stopped, you're supposed to stop on your side of the intersection and so you don't cause gridlock, right? And we were doing that the other day. It was me and a car next to me that were stopped on our side. Green light, but, there wasn't enough room to go. The guy behind the dude next to me swung out into traffic, drove around him, and blocked the intersection. Jaw dropped.
You need them. Where's caution? You need them, too.
You got it.
I live in Blue Springs, and every time I go to Kansas, it's an adventure.
Yeah, it is indeed.
I just had major surgery 2 weeks ago, so please don't run into my silver Escort, anybody. My silver Escape. Stay away from them.
How'd everything turn out with the surgery? All good?
It is good. I had my C4, C5, C6 fused, and the recovery's been really quick, and other than a little bit of nerve pain damage, I'm doing really good. Thank you.
My mom had that done with lumbar vertebrae a long time. I was still in high school. And yeah, the recovery wasn't as bad as she thought it was going to be. And I'll tell you, for the rest of her life, she never had another problem. And I hope that's the same with you.
I'm already fused from the L2 to the S1, too. That's
three
surgeries long ago. Yeah, so I'm becoming Mr. Roboto.
Right. Well, domo arigato for the call, Big Al. Take care of yourself, brother.
You.
We'll talk to you again. We'll take a brief time out on that. We've got plenty more coming up. And again, he opens up a line for you at 913-586-7798. And that, by the way, what you're hearing with a lot of the crosstalk and the stop and go, that's another one of my major grievances. Cell phone delay drives me crazy. And I know it's not you. There's nothing you can do about it. It's the cell phone companies. But, when we were all on landlines, that was speed of light communication. It didn't have a tenth of a second to have to wait for somebody to finish so somebody else can start talking. We'll do more talking with you coming up. Stick with us. John Grayson here in for Dana and Parks on a Festivus Friday. Lots more on the way.
Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Check it out, Q39.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KC.com.
Just a few minutes left to go in this one for a Friday afternoon, a Festivus Friday. John Grayson in for Dana and Parks. As Dana's unable to speak and Parks is unable to be in Kansas City right now. So you got me. And we'll go back to the phones on this Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39, and go to Jason, who's calling in from North Kansas City. Hello, Jason. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we talked to Jason already. It's Jim in Eastern Shawnee who's up next. Hello, Jim.
Well, good afternoon. I've got a grievance and a gratitude. The gratitude is, it's just so great to hear your voice. I wish the heck you were going to hang around a little longer. You know, I know you're heading out of the country.
Yeah.
And that
wish
was
I could.
Grievance.
But...
I don't
thank you.
Understand why you're going. It's not any of my business why you're going, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I drive about 150 miles a day. I'm 78 years old. I'm retired, of course, and transporting special needs kids all over this city. And I'll tell you what, I see so many. I got to where I do not drive on the interstates. It's got so bad, I just drive on the side roads, and they're bad enough. But the people have gone insane. The rudeness of drivers, it's just so pathetic. It just absolutely appalls me. Now, I wasn't going to even say this, but I have a niece that's a teacher in Lincoln, Nebraska. She's a principal at a Catholic school. The story she tells me, it just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
A private school, and those parents should be ashamed of themselves. They're losing a lot of good people because they think they have all the answers. And of course, when I grew up, it was a whole different world. I understand that. If I did something at school, I got it when I got home too. But anyway, I'm just, the world has kind of gone a little crazy. Well, good luck to you on your move, and I hope that it's good for you.
Hey, Jim, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call and for the kind words. New adventure, new day, and new way of life. And I'm just looking forward to getting into it and bringing you along with me. And yeah, we will make social media a big part of that as well. Let's go to Jason in Blue Springs, who's up next with us. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Couldn't be better. What's on your mind?
I've got a grievance. I recently left my job after 17, almost 18 years, and upper management knew it was my last day, and not a one of them could come tell me bye or thank you for all the time I spent there before they left for the day.
Wow. Yeah. I can't say I remember the days, but I remember hearing my parents talk about the days when you stayed with a company for your entire career, or maybe you moved once. And there was, you know, the old thing about getting the gold watch and, you know, at retirement and all of that. And there just doesn't seem to be. We grew up being told to have loyalty to the corporations that employed us. And then we started to get the idea that they really didn't have any loyalty to us. So what's the point?
Yep, exactly how I feel.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry you had that experience. It should have been better for you. So, Jason, thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Yep. You too. Take care. We'll wind it up, I believe, with Mike, who's calling in from St. Joe.
Before we get to Mike, it looks like we do have room for a couple of more. So if you want to get in, we'll get you in. 913-586-7798. We have room for maybe three more after Mike. So fill up the lines.
Yeah, get them in quick, because we are coming right up to the end of it. But Mike, you are indeed up next with us. What's on your mind? What's your grievance for this Friday?
I'm going to dig at the federal government. you know, we're in the shutdown. Our elected officials seem like the only people I know who don't do their job, but they still get paid and they still get all their benefits. And it's not a new thing. How many years has it been going on now? Well, we're coming close to a government shutdown again and again and again and again.
Yep. I believe it's been somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 years that we have not had an official budget. And that's just unacceptable. I mean, I'm with you. And nobody, you know, they all give lip service to, we want to fix this. And somehow with 535 people who want to fix something, it never gets fixed.
And I guess we keep electing the same people. So we're really telling the elected officials, I guess it's okay with us if you want to shut the government down.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they can run anything when they can't even manage to do their job.
You got it, my friend. All right. Hey, grievance noted. Thank you so much for getting in on a Friday. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Yeah, I mean, I wish I could tell you what that formula is, but I'm not.
I don't think we know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I've seen the bumper stickers and things like that that say, you know, don't vote. It only encourages them.
Right.
And I would never tell anybody not to vote. I mean, I have always said, and I will reiterate, you need to remember when you go in to vote that if there's a race and you hate both of the people that are running, you don't have to vote in that one.
Right.
You know, they're not going to throw your ballot out if you miss one or skip one or don't want to vote in one. But the reason to go, even if you never vote for a candidate, is local ballot initiatives. That is, you know, they say all politics is local, and I'm not going to get political about this, but there is some truth to that, that the way that you have the most control as a voter is on those local ballot initiatives. You know, should we build a new swimming pool or whatever it happens to be? Should we improve this road or that road? That's the stuff that draws me more than anything else, because I don't play the team sport of politics and I don't get behind, you know, it's been a long time since there was a candidate that I thought, you know what, I'm going to vote for that person because that person really knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I just don't see that much. But the thing that draws me to the ballot box more than anything else is those yes, no, or up, down kind of ballot initiative questions. And that you really do need to get your voice heard on.
And we hear all the time about, like, well, my vote doesn't really count anyway. Well, it does at the local level. There is no doubt that it counts at the local level.
Absolutely.
John,
so
thank you so much for hanging out the last 2 days. You have been an absolute pleasure. And it's been a great getting to hang out with you again and getting to chat with you again.
Same here, Sam. I mean, I told you a little while ago during a break, thank you for all of the help that you've been over these last couple of days. And it's absolutely true. There's a reason why Scott Parks calls that man the finest man in these United States. So, yeah, thanks. It has been such a blast being back and talking to everybody, you and Dan and all of the rest, just getting everything squared away for the show. And as we said yesterday, when shall we three meet again? No idea, but
I was
going
to say, in the kindest way possible, I hope I don't talk to you on Monday.
And thank you for that as well. I could use a breather. Hey, have yourself a great Friday night, a great weekend, and be back for Dana and Parks on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.